Today's reading begins in Psalm 26, verse 1. Psalm 26, verse 1. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind, for your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness. I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord, proclaiming thanksgiving aloud and telling all your wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not sweep my soul away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are evil devices and whose right hands are full of bribes. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on level ground. In the great assembly I will bless the Lord. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me, and answer me. You have said, Seek my face. My heart says to you, Your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witness have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Psalm 28. To you, O Lord, I call, my rock. Be not deaf to me, lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary. Do not drag me off with the wicked, with the workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts. Give to them according to their work and according to the evil of their deeds. Give to them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward. Because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the work of his hands, he will tear them down and build them up no more. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. O, save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Psalm 26 is very similar to Psalm 17. Psalm 17 made that statement, Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry, give ear to my prayer. Psalm 26 is saying, Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. The psalmist is asking for judgment or vindication, a confidence in his place before God. He declares his worthiness because he's walked in integrity, he's trusted in the Lord. He's saying, Test my heart and my mind because I walk in your faithfulness. The psalmist, David here, points out that he doesn't sit with men of falsehood. He doesn't consort with hypocrites. He doesn't sit in the assembly of evildoers. In other words, he stays away from sinful people and sinful influence. And then he begins to declare his love for the dwelling place of God and the petitions to God not to judge him along with sinners. And ends again with emphasizing his integrity and his intention to bless the Lord. Psalm 27 is a psalm of confidence, perhaps a psalm of praise. realizing that the Lord truly has been his rescuer, his protector. So he talks about victory against his enemies, the ultimate victory in God, that the Lord hears his cry, guides him, and delivers him, and then again expresses his confidence and encourages others to trust and wait on the Lord. Speculation is that this might have been something David wrote in order to encourage his soldiers when they were about to go into battle. And then Psalm 28 is another lament psalm with a plea for justice. Hear my cry is the opening, and then there's this request for God to punish the wicked and spare him. There is a confidence that the Lord would hear that cry and would answer, and then closes with a request for God to bless and keep all of his people safe. These are some good thoughts to guide us as we go on about our day, and as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.